Rise guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. Tuesday, August 19th, 2025.
Yeah, I know that from the stupid lottery commercial.
What is that?
They say first Tuesday of every month, new game. Tuesday.
I don't know that one. It must be relative to the channel you watch or something.
Yeah, it's one of those local spots they air the hell out of.
It's, you ever watching, you know, I don't know, some kind of just show or whatever, and you notice, like, I don't fall into the demo for these ads. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the yeah. demographic.
Every time I watch College Hill, I'm like, I can't get a do-rag.
Oh.
I don't need Sheen.
Like, I think I've talked about this before, but I don't even recall what I was watching. It had nothing to do with being gay or nothing like that.
Uh-oh,
it was all these commercials about, you know, you know, if you got AIDS, you don't have to tell them anymore.
Oh, right?
HIV, not AIDS,
oh,
but
gosh.
HIV.
The guy's in the kitchen and his male friend
sneaks
comes up on
behind him.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, he's about to get something.
Like, here's what I would say when it comes to that. That's a perfect thing you just said. And this
it.
Is not. This is just a personal observation and my own thoughts. When you have those moments like that, I think it would be more comforting. Listen to the dead air in the room right now. I think it would be more comforting if you start with two women in the commercial. Okay. I think it, because it's just what it is. It's just what it is.
Are we talking about a specific type of woman?
No. No, okay. If that's what it's going to be, and I'm not watching like Queer Eye or something where I'm expecting it, you know, yeah. Below Deck or whatever, I
Lord,
I need the because you think like, did I doze off for a minute and wake up on Gay Skinamax? Well, like, what's happening here?
Do I got a new channel?
And why am I watching it so long before I go for the remote? What's happening?
Oh, where's the remote? Oh, no.
Don't you start? Don't you think
it's the worst?
You know, the fun music starts on the prescription advertisement, and then you've got a woman sitting there doing the dishes.
How does it go to that from that?
It's the way they start. They make it like they marketing now. And anybody in marketing knows this, and it's so hard to convey. You're supposed to do. No matter what you're selling, you're supposed to focus on fun and lifestyle activities, not the product. So that's why when you see, like, you used to see smoking ads. They don't do it much anymore because I got called out on it. But you'd see a dude smoking a cigarette and two women flanked on him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember a billboard near my elementary school for Newports. And it was this, and they were, oddly enough, with Newports, they were playing off like they just came off the tennis court. He's got the little sweater tied around his neck. They're carrying rackets over their shoulder.
Is that why you tied your jacket around your waist?
No.
Because he
I did that
to smoke.
Because I was hot. And I didn't want people to stare at my lack of ass or the ass mole. Maybe it was because of the ass mole.
I thought Joe Camel was pretty cool. He had an odd face. But
yeah, this was prior to that. Well, it clearly, you know.
Yeah. Probably had that toe, too.
Yeah.
Kind of phallic.
But, or even if you see like beer commercials, you know, like that one Post Malone commercial is true. You cannot show people drinking alcohol in a commercial.
The one with Shane Gillis.
So that's why when you see beer ads, it's oftentimes, especially who's the one that's real good at it? Modelo, where they talk about, this is Juan, and he is a tattoo artist from...
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And they're not saying dick about the beer. Uh-oh. It's just lifestyle. It's telling you about Juan, who's a tattoo artist.
Juan's on the run.
I don't know why. I just saw this about Juan and tattoos, but damn, I want a beer right now. It's that lifestyle thing you're trying to push, but like, what does that mean? And after a while, do we not just realize, like, those guys right there are hiking up the mountain. And they're all smiling. Oh, man, this is fun, huh? We're wearing beanies outside, and it's hot, and we're hiking. And we're wearing beanies.
This is Juan. Juan is a coyote.
And he loves Modelo.
He loves giving tattoos and escorting people, if you will, to and from.
You know, the only thing that I like more than putting a needle
in someone's arm is a Modelo.
This is a dreadful commercial.
A Modelo in my mouth.
Hola, qué bueno es this. How mucho Modelo?
Do you prefer this?
I am the most interesting man in the world.
That's even worse.
That dude must
have,
like...
He's kind of funny, because he's really
esta noche,
not.
Mucho Modelo.
What a handsome-looking old dude, right? Like,
right.
I would aspire to... Shoot, he's all right. You wouldn't kick him out of bed. You'd drag him in there.
¿Cómo te llamas? Modelo. Mucho Modelo.
He said he wanted an in Trump We Trust tattoo, and I was like, have a Modelo first, and then you decide, my friend.
Are you manly enough?
Oh, why don't they do the Modelo effect?
See?
Dude.
I know.
Why don't they sign us up for marketing and tech?
Because
I don't know how to say the word.
Probably marketing.
Son of a bitch!
I am here for a degree in marketing.
Yeah. You're giving a marketing degree? We got them out here. Hey, buddy. Hey, you imagine Ricky Morton goes to college? That'd be a reality show in itself.
Like,
hey, man. Buddy. Got borrowed a pencil.
Remember the you may not, but for some reason, maybe it all led to something. I paid attention to commercials when I was a kid. I was just, I guess, enamored between, oh my God, the General Lee frozen midair jumping that bridge. I can't move. I got to stay right here and watch all these commercials. But remember the one where it was Coca-Cola and it was those hippies out in the field, and they were holding their Cokes up in the air like it was the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that's how Mad Men ended.
And they were all singing some peaceful song. I think it was...
If I could buy the world a Coke or whatever, something like that.
It's just some kind of, like, peace movement or whatever, and it's like, they ain't even drinking the Coca-Cola. They hold it up in the air. It's going to get hot. They're outside in the sun. Drink that Coca-Cola fast.
It was a distraction for Juan and his tattoo gun to escort his clientele.
I want you to put your arm up in the air like you're holding a Coca-Cola from the commercial, and I will tattoo the armpit. Spiderweb, you say?
Oh, gross.
You want the...
That would look bad.
You want the spiderweb on your boob, mano?
I want it on my armpit. Did they, you know, that's probably not a good, like, barbershops and stuff now, like, and probably, oh, God, what am I saying? Probably spas. Are you kidding? Women invented drinking wine and getting their nails done.
Oh, yeah.
Did they, and
toes.
You don't do that at a tattoo. I mean, you're not supposed to, right?
I don't think you should drink any alcohol or take any aspirin before
you
do that.
Well, I was drunk like a freaking skunk my first tattoo. Gastonia, North Carolina.
Oh, that's where I got mine.
Yeah. You had to then.
Yep. The guy that did my tattoo was younger than me.
I had to go.
A lot of people go really drunk, but I think if it makes your blood run faster, that's probably not
a good thing. Oh, yeah. It's definitely not advised, for sure.
The women do some odd activities. Not odd. I'll say boring.
Well,
going to brunch and getting your nails done. I'm like.
It's the same with the guys. You know, golf. Moose Lodge, all these different things. It's to drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked Moose Lodge because I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday who found all his grandpa's Moose Lodge stuff. He's like, what do I do with this? I'm like,
keep it, dude.
Yeah, but he's like, well, for what? Now. Like, what? I don't even know, you know. So he was asking me about that. But, you know, a lot of those do good work and everything. But, like, it all, and for those that don't drink, you know, aggressively or whatever, there's social hours church. For many, it's the doctor's office.
I mean, that's a big thing, going to brunch after church. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the women getting the nails done, and they'll get together and gossip, and you feel like, you know, the guys, it's either you can watch a game and, you know, fart a lot and make dirty jokes, and it just seems more fun and cheap. Cheaper, a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper to hang out with the dudes. I don't know. I like guys, but then I like hanging out with my girlfriends.
Do you like guys that like movies, though? That's the big question.
I like all kinds of guys, actually.
I don't like the mixed.
I was married, remember?
I don't like the mixed company, because we saw this, Matt, when we had single friends, you know, they used to live downtown. When you get a bunch of guys together and a girl in the mix, they all fight over each other.
Dude, it's like a lonely little sheep. Except she's not Snow White. You know what I'm saying? She's got a little blemish on her, but you got all these wolves sitting there.
You don't matter what she looks
like. And it's like, God, this is freaking weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one that maybe gets picked.
Huh? No, one girl that came around used to like Pennywise the Clown, but that didn't stop a whole lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah, it did. Just because she looked like a clown that much kept me away.
New Pennywise or old Pennywise?
All of them together.
Okay. Just like Pennywise, like Joker, like halfway made up. Like, makeup was atrocious.
She had teeth like jars.
Oh, no.
Well, she did. Well, you mentioned... Oh, my God. Remember when he said, if she got a grill, it would look like you put fireflies in mason jars. Oh, Lord. It was freaky. Like, bless her oddly heart. Shaped teeth. Very strange. She's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to tell you the reason why my husband didn't go to brunch with us. Sporting events.
Yes.
Tap into our social activity for women. So if there's an early game, he doesn't want to go downtown and
he don't want to look like a simp either.
No.
Hanging out with girls.
He would say, if you get too drunk, let me know, I'll pick you up. And that's truly what happened.
We all walk in different circles of life. We really, really, really do. I don't hear the word simp except from your mouth. Yeah, I read it every once in a while online.
I don't even know what that means.
They're trying to bring it back.
Did it come and go already? Because I didn't hear it, but from you. Like, I think you started the trend.
It might have. It's just...
I
thought I used it, right?
You might be. Like, people still argue what gaslighting means. It's still to this day.
Oh, yeah. That's still a buzz term.
Yeah. Well, it used to mean, like, code for swinging, you know.
Really?
Well, at least here in the Upstate. That was... It really did.
Nothing's worse than hanging out with a bunch of women you can't screw.
Right. Yeah. But, like, sympathetic? Is that sympathetic or...
I heard somebody use it a few years ago. And I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, you know, somebody...
A few years ago?
Yeah. God. They said somebody's pretty much a bitch, to be honest with you.
Well, that's
just gets
not
run
nice.
Over, doesn't stand up for themselves, and acquiesces
a guy,
to the female.
Though, right? A guy.
Oh, yeah, it's always the guy.
So what's a female simp?
I don't think there is one. Like, I don't know how that works as far as lesbianism.
What is
goes.
The opposite? The opposite of a boss bitch, Paige? Like a woman who the husband is like the boss dick.
Oh yeah,
and
she's a wimp. I guess I don't know.
Oh, no one says that to a woman. You wimp.
Yeah, are you gonna take that?
You know, I would say
you can't call her a blankie because that's just ironic.
I would say the simp in a lesbian relationship is the. The more feminine looking. I can't say the terms I've learned for this, but like, I know a lesbian. She's like, I can't be the best looking one in the relationship. She said, she says, I have to be. I got it backwards. She has to have, the opposite has to have, like, pretty much look like a dude, if that makes sense. Yeah. She wants to be with the dude, but not really. That's what she told me.
See, I that because I'm the complete opposite of that. Like, I want to be with...
So he would be the simp.
A woman that looks nothing like me. No facial hair.
No.
Hair on top.
But it's just like, if you...
That was a self-degrading joke. No one enjoyed it.
See, I don't understand. I guess that's their dynamic.
It doesn't work with dudes, though. You're a gay dude, you can't say, I want to be with a twonk.
Yeah.
You want a hot dude, right?
Because if I was a lesbian, I wouldn't want a woman trying to be a dude. I'd go get a dude. I'd want a woman who looks like
you wouldn't
me.
Be a lesbian then.
I'm with her. Like, I don't get it.
I mean, I just like, I don't like what you're wearing. You look ridiculous. Just, I would rather have you be yourself.
Plus, if you're a gay guy, you're pretty inconsiderate if you don't take turns, if you know what I'm saying. Like, that's like,
tops and bottoms
you
are different.
You can't be all-time quarterback.
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah, but that's like that ain't fair. Like if you're all time, if you're all time, the second one you said, like you're getting taken advantage of.
But that's what
let's,
they like.
Let's use the baseball reference so everyone enjoys this.
That's what they like, though.
If you're all time catcher, like come on, don't you want to experience life from the other side a little bit?
No kidding. Like, don't you want to? Don't you want to be like a Shohei Ohtani and like pitch and hit home runs?
Yeah. Well, is that a turnoff in that community?
I'm never going to be
that being
way.
Japanese?
Like both. I see. Being the pin and the cushion.
Oh, goodness.
I'm never going to be that way. And I like dudes. I mean, I'm never going to turn it around on them and go, hey,
So that's a good thing. Like,
that's weird when that happens, though.
That's,
well,
you don't understand the dynamics of that. We're talking about a.
Well, you got to wear a toy to.
Strap on.
And strap on, strap on, strap on.
And I'm not
that right
sure
there is the opposite of that, yeah.
If I did that to him, and I'm not judging anybody if I that's what they like, but I'm not
it's
sure. Just,
it's no different than if you said, God, I don't understand how people eat that kind, like sushi. I can't believe you're eating raw fish. It's so gross. But if I turn that to your sexuality and say that, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like it's controversial. It's a big deal.
I know. It's like it's just a preference. It's just like when talking to somebody yesterday, they were amazed that I don't like mayonnaise and live in the South. And that means I don't eat deviled egg sandwiches or eggs or chicken, anything with mayonnaise in it. And then it's like, I don't drink sweet tea either. Oh my God.
What?
No. So what if I said, you know what? Oh, I'm not even going to say it because you'll play it later out of context.
Because everybody,
you know what? I prefer that of the love of a man. I really do. And then
6:16.
Nope. You better not. You ain't got my permission.
And everybody is a little kinky. They have their own preference of things that they like to do.
Yeah, like for instance, never will I. Never this.
Not even once. Like,
no.
Nobody could talk into that.
Okay. Maybe. But probably not.
Probably
there's
not.
There's going to be a lot of prep work.
You have to have the right conditions, right?
Like, I mean, I just popped like, I mean, if it was like.
This would have to be the first activity of the day.
Like a Cam Brink, like Kate Hudson, Sophie Cunningham type.
I would never, ever do that. Sorry.
Well.
You know what's weird is.
It's the awkwardness. If something did happen, then it's just going to, the relationship is just going to flutter.
We're talking about chocolate donuts.
No, we're not. I had a friend one time, and this is a thing right here. You can take it and put it towards your own life. I had a friend who experimented with the love of a woman when he was in the ninth grade, or summer between ninth and tenth grade.
That's early.
And he did not have sex with a woman again until the summer after our senior year. You want to know why?
It lasted that long.
You want to know why?
Why?
She farted on him. No joke.
She didn't mean to.
It wasn't even probably that. You ever hear that sound sometimes where you're like, did you just fart?
Every day.
And it became like, this dude was like a football player, as far as I'm going to go with it. But he was like, you know, machismo and everything. But that was like the one thing we had on him, is that he was scared of it.
Why did he tell you guys?
Because we were close friends.
That was his first mistake.
Lord, I'm surprised it took me 23 damn years to ever tell that on the radio.
Wow.
That like when this happened to him, did he stop immediately? I would imagine not.
I believe that was maybe what happened, yeah. Because it was just like, it just was the quickest turn off in the world for him.
Was there any alcohol involved in that situation?
God, I hope not.
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But like, it's just one of those things where it's just like,
oops.
Does he not know abstinence is the best policy?
Well, you know, they always would say that at the end of sitcoms. You notice they don't do that anymore. They don't come on at the end and say, hi, what's a good, what's the current show? Like I can't even tell you, like a cable.
Like a kid type show?
No. That's not even a thing anymore.
No, they do these stupid animal shows.
Stupid animal shows and weird like basketball documentaries. Yes. I like basketball, but they go like a modern shot sitting down with Kiki Vandermeer. Like, who cares?
Like, I don't care about the Harlem Globetrotters show. I don't care if you go to neighborhoods and do good for the inner city.
No, I won't. Like, God, what's a show now? Like a big four network sitcom.
Oh, sitcom-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, like, dang it, man.
God,
Reba's got a show. I forgot what it's called.
Okay, perfect. Hey, guys. I'm Reba.
Reba.
The real Reba.
It's me.
I'm stepping away from stage right now and telling you, tonight we did a thing where Jeremiah found some marijuana. And he and Kiki snuck up in the treehouse, and they smoked it. And you know what? You notice at the end of that, Kiki fell out of the treehouse and broke her neck. And
Jesus
the kids, that's why you shouldn't do drugs. And abstinence. Remember even...
Don't have sex.
Basketball cards specifically. I don't know what they were trying to say with that skyboxing.
Oh, hoops, yeah.
But on the back of basketball cards, they would put, stay in school, say no to drugs. Only on basketball cards.
Guys, Miss Reba here. And I love hooking up. Don't you do it.
But don't do drugs, especially in tree houses. I'd lay down on the ground flat.
Oh, wow.
That way, if you fall down, you're already there.
That's a damn song. If you fall down, you're already there.
I tell you what. Damn it.
If you're taking your kids to school, they're going to ask you these questions anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of like getting you ready for all that.
It's kind of broke the ice.
What an icebreaker.
Oh, that guy still has PTSD, I imagine, from her.
Yeah, I mean, like, but you know, he went on to father like four kids, I believe. So
he should pass that story down then.
Like, it's a cautionary tale, like, hey, son, or even daughter. I think he's got all boys, though. If that ever happens to you,
it happened to me too, Daddy.
If it's the real thing, just go on with it. Be all right. It's going to be some strange smells after sex, kids. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be dark times, son, afterwards, but just stay through.
I wouldn't open the door for a while. Just stay in there with the funk. Let it just sit there and just meld yourself into the funk.
Gosh. In the air.
It's like a humidity level of what you would not believe.
Oh, man.
Well, you think we've done it? You wait to this. Today, we have a we kind of talked about it yesterday late in the show. We've got a guy who is possibly going to throw a big old wrench in his relationships cogs this morning.
He's a mechanic.
Maybe. I don't know. He didn't lie to his girlfriend, but she assumed something and he rolled with it. And now...
Oh, that's bad.
Well, especially now because he's met her parents and everything and the dad really likes him, but the dad really likes him for the thing that he's rolled with and is not true. So today he's going to call his girlfriend and tell her, hey, I just kind of rolled with that. We met at a football game. I was drinking. And I just rolled with it, and here we are.
He's going to piss two people off.
Well, I'm going to be one if he don't call, because that would be very aggravating. That'll be happening. The Truth and Consequences at around 7:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void were prohibited. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, Carrie Underwood may have inspired a woman named Stephanie to get back at her boyfriend. I'll tell you what she did next in a Rise Guys headlines. This is shocking.
It really is. It really, really is. I guess men were due for a couple songs like that. Yes. Earl and others. I mean, we're
always the bad ones, I guess.
Yeah, Ike Turner and others really messed it up for men. They really did. All right, we'll get into that next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with this story.
You noticed that, too. You do when and very rare, and this isn't a shot either, but very rare is that we're sitting in here not speaking at all. But a moment ago, we were just kind of sitting in here, you know, waiting to go back on the air, and you were doing these almost like I thought you would. You just like they're I think they're sighs or whatever. It was like
It's like mini orgasms.
I noticed I've been doing that a lot, and I don't know what it is.
I ain't complaining.
You having like
it's fun sounds
special feelings. Early in the morning?
No, I don't know what it is. And I've been...
I need to sit here for a second.
I don't know. I've noticed I've been doing
It's
like
funny.
It's
kind
really
of like...
weird.
You're kind of like... It's a sigh, but it's like the sexiest sigh.
And last night, I got my little microphone for, you know, if we interview somebody that's the furry ones to hook up to the phones.
Furry microphone.
Well, yeah, what's with it? Used to it just like these. They're just like a piece of foam rubber. Now they're like feathers looking things.
I don't get it.
So I did kind of like a mock interview, and it really sounded like porn. It was so
bad. Oh, we got to hear that. We got to hear that.
Where's that at?
I erased it.
You
it was
suck.
Like,
you still in your 30-day folder then. Go get it.
Oh, my God.
Such a bastard.
It was bad. Because I was like, well, how do you feel? Because, you know, it's right up to your mouth.
Hey, Shinedown.
Oh, yeah, you got to recreate it. Hey, I'll be Shinedown. Hey, man, we're playing the show Saturday at the Wheel. Can't wait. Woo.
Mm. Hi, I'm here with Gavin Rossdale.
How are you doing today?
So how are you feeling today, Gavin?
I'm feeling pretty good, to be honest with you.
I like Machine Head.
I hate Blake Shelton, but, you know, that's a conversation for another day.
You like Bush?
It's bad.
So do I. I now remove them with wax for money.
I'm going to see some Bush this weekend.
Not what you're thinking, though.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I've got some appointments.
I don't know where that's coming from.
He picked up on it right, and I was like, all right, he's noticed it too. It's fun, though. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Thought you're having a certain dream.
But me interviewing Bush. And
you thought she fell asleep.
I was just having a W dream.
Gushy dream. Anyway, over to you, Paige.
I'll bring those microphones and we'll play with them before we go and interview Bush. But I won't sound like that because it won't be any
good. With this fuzzy microphone. This is Gavin Rothstein.
Are you having an organism over there?
Did your job fall asleep?
Lady, are you crazy?
She just fell asleep and made a noise. She just made an organism noise.
We ain't going to do nary a story.
God, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
All right.
Oh, that sounded like a British Trump for a second there.
So I raised it because it didn't sound professional the way I was talking. Uh-huh,
about it. What's a noise you make? You make a noise. You make
professionalism's never crept its head in this room.
No.
You're making all kinds
of
sounds.
I'm a journalist, not a pornolist. All right. So anyways, there is a woman who went, this is how the story, I'm just going to quote it as it is, who went full Carrie Underwood, if you know what I mean, before he cheesed. She showed him.
She had a life-altering scar and no one noticed?
This woman is not
going to. She's a dick to everybody at an amusement park.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
She's on the list.
Well, this woman went after her ex-boyfriend's car. And this is a 31-year-old woman in Kentucky, and she was arrested for damaging the car so bad she totaled it. It's completely totaled.
I thought she was going to, like, carve a word or spray paint some things on it or something. She just, like, went and just wrecked this car?
Yeah.
You know, that's not as...
not only that.
That's not as bad a term now as you think it is. I was told if they got to take at least one of the doors off, it's considered totaled. So it's not like a crunched car.
Yeah, see, I did that. I can verify that because my whole driver's side was like completely gone when I got that accident up in Charlotte.
Oh, I think it's if they look at it and decide they don't want to do all that work,
they can't replace that.
They just total it.
Well,
probably a lot of totaling during Cash for Clunkers. Probably.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's total.
Some of you lazy ass mechanics.
They decide to total if the frame is bent, and I succeeded in doing that.
Oh yeah, they'll just like, we don't work on this.
So this woman, she decided to slash a tire. She smashed his windshield, broke his rear view mirror, destroyed his radio, filled his vents with glitter, and poured salt in his engine.
Oh, I heard about this chick. Look her up.
She's pretty.
Why do you think he said look her up?
She might be worth it.
How could I Google her and those listening as well?
Her name is Stephanie.
Okay, with an F?
With a P-H-A-N-I-E.
Why are you spelling it damn backwards? All right, go ahead. I got Stephanie.
Yeah, okay. Carl Quist. This Carl and then Quist. K-U-I-S-T.
K-U-R?
I'm sorry, Q-U-I-S-T.
Q-U. Quebec. Uniform. Quist. You said I-S-T?
Spell that last name again.
C-A-R.
You just said a Q.
L-Q-U-I-S-T.
Or you look up salt and gas tank chick. It's got to be an easier way to
spell.
I'm going to
have to because that ain't bringing up nothing.
Look up old hot chick. Crazy ass.
Kentucky.
What? Where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
This is Kenny in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Now Kenny's going to hate South Carolina women now.
God, do you know what? I put Stephanie Kentucky and it's the top story.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's
they make
pretty.
It so easy for even dumb people like me. Yeah, she is attractive. She got kind of a... what's that chick on wrestling's name? She's real short, and she's married to Malachi Black. Oh,
dang it.
I can't think of her name. Anyway, yeah, very attractive woman.
Yeah. Well, he's not happy with her. And they charged her last Thursday with felony criminal mischief, But she didn't seem too upset about it in her mugshot because she seems to be smiling with her beautiful teeth.
You got to remember that, though, now. She's got some chompers. It's going. People think if you show guilt or if you show like remorse in the picture or whatever, like you're guilty. That people think that now. So you have to go in there. You can't really smile, though, either, because then it looks like you don't care. You got to give them that freaking Trump pose.
They usually don't give you time.
No, they just throw you in there. And
you know, I wouldn't know.
Oh, I would know.
I was fingerbanging. I mean, fingerprinted, but never photographed.
Whole jailbird over here.
Yeah. Jailbird. I didn't.
She did it for charity. Don't listen to her.
Any kind of pass.
Yeah. See. She just wants to get in on the fun.
Pooch lips out for a mug.
I got arrested one time. You guys watched it happen. Remember that time at the well during Toy Story Tots? Leo's Hannah.
That was the biggest thing.
Damn it.
That's what everybody was looking forward to. You're going to get arrested today.
Yeah,
like, I know. Okay, well.
It doesn't get, I mean, it's a fun little thing, but like.
Cops are probably
when
tired
they
of
first
doing
started
it.
Doing that, I remember as a kid, they wouldn't come in and like tell people ahead of time that they were going to get arrested for charity. You would just get arrested for like 5 minutes before you realized it was for charity. Then it was more kind of like, but now it's like, oh, look, Stephanie's getting arrested for charity again.
Hey, playing some coke on ass mole over there, and we'll take him in the back of the car.
Oh, my God. Would you call him again?
That's what they called me in elementary school, even
nice.
Then.
That is not
I have a little
nice.
Mole in the crack of my ass. I'll show you again.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
The audit teacher called you that.
I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
Like, what are you looking at?
No, it was not a teacher. It was a janitor, oddly enough.
You're ahead of your time, perv.
Weird.
Paige, thank you so much. You were right spelling that, though, but you spelled it out of order for some reason. It's kind of – you started with the Q, but anyway. Yeah,
Kentucky.
Stephanie – just put Stephanie Kentucky into your Google, and it'll pop up. It will.
She bought your gimmick off two of those chompers.
No. Yeah.
Dude's car is worth $12,000, man. Damn. Oddly enough, which is what her bond is. That's strange. I just noticed that. The estimate from Goodyear was $12,000, and her she's being held on $12,000 bond.
You got to put up 10%, right?
Yes. She was arraigned yesterday. There might be an update on this.
They'll let her work it off.
Oh, we'll have to see. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
I saw this big news broken yesterday by J.C. J. Clements 51 on X. That's what it is.
Oh.
Jeremy Clements broke this news. We got to talk about it. Big NASCAR news.
You know what? I don't know if you noticed this, but I thought he was on like vacation, like out of the country, or pissed off at us because he wasn't responding to any of the group texts.
Yeah, I know they were off this past weekend, so I don't know if
that didn't mean he's off from being friends.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Jug, you're not off from the group. So WTF is you doing?
If that's the way it's going to be, we're not going to talk to you the month of December, son of a bitch.
Tony will replace your ass in our group if you keep it up.
Yeah.
We'll slide the old man in and have fun.
That's right. He looks like a ball on an airplane.
Y'all look like twins anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll find out. Don't go look on Jug's Twitter to find out the answer. You wait for it here. And it's X now. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. No good this day in sports history. I'm so sorry.
Boo.
Nothing happened. I'm telling you, man. Dead time in sports. And evidently it's been that way all throughout the years.
Oh, come on. Get excited about the WNBA Finals coming soon.
You know what? That is exciting. Because who could it be? Could the Fever catch fire and go through the playoffs?
Got the Fever.
Will they play the Sparks?
But, boy, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
I kind of hope it happens.
I do, very much.
So you have Caitlin Clark versus Kelsey Plum. Face-to-face since the bad joke.
Yeah.
Kelsey Plum made about Caitlin Clark.
Well,
a lot of storylines.
There's a lot of star power on both of those teams. There really, really is.
I found out about this through – I found out that Jay Clements 51, that's Jeremy Clements on X. The Xfinity series is no more, sad to say. It's now going to be known as the O'Reilly Auto Parts series starting in 2026.
Wow.
What? You know what? What a great – They, that and I swear to God, I did not know what it was.
That is one of the smartest branded things I've heard in a while. Because you got all these, like, and this is nothing against them. But when I'm going to see wrestling or Shinedown or a concert, I'm not thinking, you know what, when I get sick, I'm going to Bon Secours Wellness because this is the building. I don't look at the branding of the building as any kind of motivation to go buy that brand.
Nope.
But that right there, perfect.
I wonder if they're going to give them free oil or anything like that.
Oil? Free oil from O'Reilly's. They even get to go spend a weekend with Bob O'Reilly. They do. What?
They get free Sunoco gas?
Oh.
So hook them up with it. God, I bet they wish it was called the Goodyear Series and then get free tires.
Yeah, God dang. That would be.
Oh, I thought you
were going to. Never. Perfect. That would be huge. That'd be great for Jug.
So now Jug will not have to say fastest Xfinity Mobile anymore because now I guess he'd have to say as greasy as O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But even that, like, there's the correlation is not really there. Like, none of, like, no. Marlboro, or Winston back in the day made sense. Everybody smoked.
And they give out cigarettes.
Yeah.
Monster Energy Cup made sense because rednecks love racing in energy drinks.
Yeah. It's true.
So, don't know if that's going to trickle up into the cup or what, you know. But NASCAR's pretty good about getting those sponsors.
Yeah, but that's one where it really, like, the Intuit arena or what, like, it never really, it's more of just slinging your stick around, like, oh, look at us, we're so big, and we just named the building after it, bought their naming rights for a building.
Sometimes they're good at getting the sponsors before the teams do, or taking them from the teams.
It's really like you're leasing a home. I mean, you're like, you put your name on the mailbox, but you don't own the house.
Yep. Bank owns it.
I've been good with analogies this morning.
I'm telling you. I'm afraid to put this out there because I'm going to be honest with you.
Keep it in your pants.
I got worked with Seth Rollins. He came back at SummerSlam. He was never hurt.
Lying
bastard.
I've got an ear to the ground again. I've talked to a person or two. I told you Naomi was pregnant before that was
It was funny you say that because that's what I was about to mention. I'm not getting worked.
Trinity.
Yeah. Allegedly, she's pregnant.
She really is.
Okay.
Is she showing?
Not to me. I don't think so.
In her butt.
Oh, yeah. She looks good.
Golly bum.
In her hooters, too.
Yeah, very nice.
And they're going to get bigger pants when she gets pregnant.
Anyway. I've never wanted to be a Samoan more in my life. I'll be honest with you.
So
she's married to one. That's why I said
okay.
It. If you believe, or
a Samoan, pardon.
Is this a convenient way to get off TV for a little bit?
Hell no. Not when you're having the run of your career. Dude, that's what sucks. So they had been trying for, and it was kind of like,
Jimmy can still work.
Hell yeah.
He can come back and forth.
Yeah. You know what? I feel bad for him, though. I feel bad for him. Big J. I feel bad for him, man. Because freaking Yeats over there, like, becoming, like, he's on, like, 90% of the commercials now.
They were both great and nice, but when we had him in, Jimmy was more of the mouthpiece, you know?
See, that was the day I was in court. I did not make that. I was not here that day.
I told them to wait, but they wouldn't.
They would not. I was like,
they're like, Schneider, we have a schedule to stick to.
Uzo! Yeah. They came in here barefoot wearing skirts.
This is not sports related at all remotely, but I did see this on social media. Mm. Did you see that Randy Quaid hooked up with Chevy Chase over the weekend? Chevy's sitting backstage and Randy walks in and it's like they never spent any time apart.
They've been together a couple times, like a convention or whatever.
That must have been what it was, a con.
Yeah, because I still do. I follow Chevy on Instagram and then I follow Randy on X.
Randy's pretty outspoken. Like, he's got some
kidding
opinions.
Me? He's
a little strange.
I think it might be time for a reunion because Beverly D'Angelo was there too. Well, let's just get at least those three together. And then you can pick whatever Rusty you want.
Because it doesn't matter which kids you use. Just don't bring back Rusty, Ed Helms Rusty.
Not that one. Yeah, that wasn't good.
That wasn't good. Any of the other ones you can do. And then I would
assume Juliette Lewis Audrey's which one you'd bring back. Christmas Vacation Audrey.
Yeah. But, there's another integral part of that, though. What about the cross-eyed daughter? Will we bring her back?
Oh, yeah. What is she up to now?
She's having threesomes, apparently. Remember that from the other? Or not threesome, swingings.
S and bricks.
Whatever that's. What is it called when you swing? We swung this weekend. We swung. There's no past tense for that, right?
No, a swung doesn't sound good.
We stepped out of our relationship this weekend. We swung. Yeah, we swinged.
I let her.
We swang.
We swang.
Is that what swinging was about by John Anderson?
It definitely was.
They were doing it on the front porch page.
Yeah, he was watching and he wrote a song about
God bless.
12 in a row swinging.
I used to love roller skating to that song for some reason at Skateland USA. Odd song to
want to. John Anderson saw his neighbors banging and wrote a song about it. Here it is right now.
All righty. Thank you. What do we call it? Transformation? No.
Well, transition.
Thank you. Fat Boys.
Fat
Boys got two more payments and they'll be completely finished.
I know where you're going with that. Like, I ain't getting blackballed by my family.
This truth and consequence.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. Come on.
This truth and consequences actually has sports implications to it. Relationship started. I shouldn't say the university yet, should I? I shouldn't. I should leave.
No, because I don't think we said it yet.
Okay. This relationship started at a college football game. And something was assumed by the girl about the guy. And he rolled with it.
Pretty big school.
Now they're like 5, 4, 5, 6 months in. And this is coming to a head now because he's meeting the parents and it's getting serious. And he's got to tell her, I didn't lie to you. I just didn't tell you the truth.
Oh, well.
Just as bad.
But what's he supposed to do? Is he just give up and he's going to say, look.
He's in that hole now.
Wants to stay there.
He's got
to
dig out.
All right. Truth and consequences. It started with a college football game. It will end live on this show next. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.